What's up, everybody, and welcome to Remember the Loot, episode 10, the show reminding you you can catch flies with honey, but to catch honeys, you gotta be fly. I'm one of your hosts, Frosty. Alongside me, as always, is the master of unlocking, Resident Daryl.
Your gun is digging into my hip.
Also in here with us, if you invite this man to your Xbox party, he will bring his PlayStation. It's T-Bird.
Yeah.
That is a true story.
Because it happened. Happened.
And last but certainly not least, come at me, bro. It's Game Squat.
I'm over encumbered.
What's up, guys?
Very good.
Good to be back. Episode 10.
After a train wreck of a trophy horse, we are here to set the record straight.
Don't you mean trophy sluts?
No, trophy hoes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Trophy hoochies.
We're here to set the record straight. F Activision.
Yes. Activision is the devil.
Nobody knows who Naughty Dog is.
Let's let that joke simmer for a little bit.
Hey, you know what? They took a lot of it out of the episode, so you didn't hear me say it as many times as I actually said it.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be too watered down.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, here we are again, episode 10. It's good to be back.
We made it.
We did it.
We made it.
And like every show, we open with a toast.
Oh, snap. Oh, here we go. Raise your cans.
Raise your cans.
It's a big year for us, guys.
Big years. Today's toast, we'd like to toast all the upcoming games coming out.
A lot of games.
So usually we go through a dry period in the early months of the new year. But this time, there's a lot of daggum games coming out.
A lot of daggum games coming out.
It's going to be glorious. So we're going to go over some of those games. Sony announced, 20 exclusives so far?
I read an article that said that there are 20. Shuhei said there's like 20 PlayStation exclusive games to be looking out for, with many, many more on the horizon. No pun intended.
Oh, I get it. You totally meant that.
So once we get into the noobs, once we get into the
news
for noobs, like the trophy chumps, Then we'll dig really deep into that. And because we're trying really hard to bridge the gap. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to make this not such a PlayStation-centric podcast. We're trying to bring in the Xbox and do the hop on the good foot and do the X-Bone. We're trying to, make it an equal opportunity podcast. We're going to talk about some Xbox One exclusives.
Fair and balanced.
Yep, that's right. Honest, wholesome. Fair and balanced commentary.
Yes.
So we're going to be naming off some exclusives for PlayStation and Xbox.
And we got the achievement hunt coming up next month. So the X-Bones will get the dust knocked off of them. And in Tanner's case, the PlayStation will get the dust knocked off of it.
I have no reason to play my PlayStation anymore. I got all the trophies and Bloodborne, so I'm done with it.
Because that's the only game on the PlayStation.
That's the only game I want to play.
It's the only game on the PlayStation.
That's worth playing.
Period.
I challenge that.
So, anyways, let's get this toast on. Lots of games, lots of exclusives, lots of PlayStation.
Lots of Wii U exclusives.
Lots of X-Bone. Let's do this! Now that is some ice cold Monster Energy Zero Ultra, if I do say so myself.
I'd like to give a shout out to Arizona.
Beep that out.
It's going to be like, I'd like to give a shout out to Wieners. Monster. Conflict. Conflicting sponsors. So, 20 exclusives. What you got? Excite me.
We got, I'm just going to name off the one I'm most excited about off the bat.
Mighty number 9.
No. So we got some first party games coming this year. We got some console exclusives coming this year. But the thing I'm the most hyped about is Alienation. Now we've talked in the past about things we're excited about, games we're excited about, things we're coming out. Between the PlayStation 4 and the X-Bone, I am the most excited for Alienation because I loved Dead Nation. And with this being Housemarque's, top-down twin stick shooter in the vein of Dead Nation. Man, I am stoked about this. But
now, did you have that PS3 or PS4?
I have it on PS3, PS4, and Vita.
I purchased them all.
We should play it again before it comes out.
I'm totally down with that. We can stream that jump.
Yeah, we can stream it.
Hey, that can happen. I'll let that.
Dude, sir. So anyway, so here's what we got. I'm going to go through the first party exclusives, then I'm going to go to the console exclusives, console timed exclusives. Some of them are, you know, for PC, blah, blah. But we got Horizon Zero Dawn. I'm pretty stoked about this game.
Turok with a female?
Man, I would love some more Turok.
Me too.
We've got Uncharted 4.
We're getting it.
Yes.
Yeah, we're getting it with Horizon.
We The Last Guardian.
I'm very excited about that.
Oh, Bird Dog.
Yeah. Please don't suck.
How much you want to bet it's going to get delayed again?
How much you want to bet I can roundhouse kick you in the face right now? Don't you put that curse on me, Ricky Bobby.
I mean, look what happened the last time it was about to come out. They got pushed to 2016.
Okay, well, you know what? I'm actually not going to make any bets on The Last Guardian.
You act like it's Mighty Number 9 or something.
Oh, you got Gran Turismo Sport. Which I know all the Gran Turismo fans are pretty stoked about.
All the GT fanatics.
Yeah, you can play it in VR.
We got Gravity Rush 2.
I'm pretty excited about it. I never played any of those.
I can't play them. They make me sick.
Make you sick?
Yeah, I get like a real bad motion sick.
Yeah.
And, you know, like usually if I'm playing
Is it that bad?
Yeah, it's real bad. If I'm playing a game, usually I'm cool. If I watch one of you guys play a first-person shooter, if I'm like extensively watching you play a first-person shooter... because I'm not in control of the camera, it usually like makes me a little motion sick. Gravity Rush on the Vita kind of made me a little feel a little gross, a little dirty inside. Mm. We got the new Ratchet and Clank.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that.
This is about them women in the street.
He Ratchet.
We got the Tomorrow Children, which looks pretty rad.
I haven't heard about that one.
Well, look it up. YouTube.com.
Look it up tomorrow.
/ remember Luke. We got Drawn to Death, which, you know, free to play, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be...
It's Frosty's favorite.
Frosty's favorite. There's going to be microtransactions to support the game. It looks pretty neat, you know, it's a, hand-drawn, arena shooter.
Tutor.
Like Tutor McGavin. And then you got, Dreams, which is that new VR joint.
That Pink Floyd music video.
Basically, it's the wall. With a controller.
Hello.
Then,
is there anybody in there?
For console or timed exclusives, now this one, some of these games come to PC, some of these games eventually come to the X-Bone. That's Street Fighter V.
Yes, that's never coming to X-Bone.
Donnie's favorite.
I'm calling it.
It's not.
Firewatch.
That looks pretty cool.
That's coming to Xbox probably after a year.
That reminds me of like a first-person Pixar movie.
Yeah, it looks really cool.
I am on the fence about that one. I think it looks kind of... I don't think we've seen enough about it. I think everyone's all hyped about it, but like nobody knows what it is.
I watched the first 23 minutes on IGN.
Oh, really? So they actually have... That has come up now?
Yeah, it's really good.
Last I checked, whenever I saw... like, what was the last big conference they had? They were like, Firewatch. And they showed that... Whichever one they showed the trailer. It was like E3 or something.
It's very short,
yeah. Yeah, and I was like, okay, cool. When I looked up on YouTube, there wasn't anything on it. I'm like, okay, cool. I keep hearing people talk about it, but I haven't personally been interested enough to follow up and see if there's anything on it yet.
I think what it is, everyone gets so excited whenever they see something that isn't Call of Duty. Dude, the game looks so amazing. Like, I was telling you about my cousin showing me Reek.
Come on, bro, let's put on our Astros and let's get our hoverboards and play Call of Duty, bro.
Swag.
Like, my cousin was like, you're talking about ReCore. He's like, this game looks amazing. You got to see it. And then all it was a trailer. And I was like,
it's like, what is ReCore?
Okay.
All right.
Well, we'll talk about it later.
All right, we got What Remains of Edith Finch. Looks rad. It looks weird. Looks like an acid trip, but like not Dream's acid trip.
Is that kind of like Everyone's Gone to the Rapture?
I don't necessarily think it's like Everybody's Gone to the Rapture so much as... I don't know if it's a first-person experience game, but I do know it's... it looks somewhere in between... If I had to take two games just to guess, to piece them together, I would say like Everybody's Gone to the Rapture and Murdered Soul Suspect.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and then we have...
did you mention Uncharted 4?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You said we getting that.
I think I was saying something else.
you said we getting that. We got Shadow of the Beast. We have Boundless. We have Nier.
Yes.
Of course, Alienation, what I'm most excited about. Hellblade. I'm super stoked about Hellblade.
So, what's Hellblade?
Okay, Hellblade looks like the... maybe not so much a sequel, but like the follow-up to...
Heavenly Sword.
Oh, okay.
Hellblade, Heavenly Sword. Okay. The chick, the main chick in Hellblade, looks very similar to the main chick in Heavenly Sword. I don't know if you've ever played Heavenly Sword on PS3. It was like a very close to launch, if not a launch title.
It's like Devil May, God of War.
Yeah, with a lady. Everyone says...
She's so awesome.
She is. She's really cool. Everybody says that, like, well, they should make a Goddess of War, and the rebuttal to that is, like, we already had a Goddess of War. It's...
Heavenly Sword.
What's her name? It's not Naroku or... I can't remember now. Once we start talking about it, I forgot her name. But anyways.
Bayonetta.
Yeah. Bayonetta, but not so...
No.
Over the top. I'll remember her name later on. But regardless, if you haven't played the game, but you kind of want to know what's going on in the universe, there is a movie on Netflix called Heavenly Sword. It's like an animated film. It's very good. Anyways, we got Paragon, the game that Tanner will devote himself to.
Yeah.
That's also coming to PC. We got The Witness, which that game has been rumored for forever, and who knows how many times this can get pushed back. And then there's No Man's Sky, which...
I'm so excited.
Whenever they announce VR at E3.
Yeah. It says June 2016, but we don't know. So,
yeah, The Witness, like, it looks like it's just, what, a first-person puzzle game or something?
Yeah, there's a lot of that stuff coming out. So, anyways, and then the T-Bird.
Yes, the Xbox
has some X-Bone games
things.
Coming out.
I got the Xbox things with the things.
The Xbox things and the Xbox stuff.
All right, first off, Gears. Gears of War 4.
Gears 4. Pretty stoked about that one.
Yes. Yeah. And you got Quantum Break.
I am I'm a little over 50% excited about that one.
Yeah. I'm not sure how I feel about it yet. Next, Halo Wars 2. I'm kind of excited about that.
The first one was actually pretty good.
Yeah, it was really good.
Like, they said, you know, real-time strategy wouldn't work on console, and Halo Wars
and
worked.
It did.
Worked. And ever since Halo Wars, I'm like, where the freak is Age of Empires? I'd love to see a new Age of Empires.
If it was on consoles, it would sell so much more.
Oh, yeah.
Then you got Crackdown 2, or 3, excuse me.
Crackdown.
Crackdown 3.
I've never played any of those games.
They are amazing.
You never played
Crackdown?
Ridiculous.
No, I've never played Crackdown.
Crackdown.
They're good, dude.
Are they good?
Yeah.
And then... I'm going to skip this one. It's Fable Legends open beta, so that technically doesn't count as it coming out this year. So
it's not going to be good.
Poop on that.
I think that game
is not coming
out. You're struggling, Daryl. I was trying not to say something that was like completely obvious that I was going to be like, that I was full of crap, but like.
I want it to be good because Fable was cool. But
whenever it does come out, it'll probably be fine.
Fable's kind of on a downward spiral. They need something to revitalize the series.
Bareback, no problem.
Yeah. Yeah, they need that again.
You know what they need? An actual game, not some
things. Freaking making right first now. Two games were so good, and I didn't get to finish the third one, but I'm sure it's good.
It's good.
Third one's really good.
You know what I should do?
It's dumbed down.
For the achievement hunt, I should finish Fable 3.
There you go.
Fable 3... I didn't like it that much, but it still felt like Fable.
Yeah.
Bareback.
It was missing a lot of Fable elements and a lot of fans hated, but it still felt like Fable.
Fable 2 was the one with the little orb. It was like the multiplayer orb. You could find people in your universe.
Yeah.
God, that was cool. That was a really cool,
cool
idea.
Next, you got ReCore, which...
What is this?
I don't know.
What? What is it?
I'm excited about it, though.
What is this?
Developed by Inafune, the creator of Mega Man.
It's not.
So it means about 6 months from now, it'll change, and then it'll get pushed for 2 years.
See what you did there.
They keep doubling down that it's coming out this year, but I don't know.
Yeah. They got Sea of Thieves.
Which, okay. Everyone
is crapping over this game.
I don't understand why.
Because it's Rare finally getting to make an actual game.
Yeah, but like...
Instead of... dance games.
Okay,
or
I'll say this.
Musical games.
This is my opinion. Take it for what it's worth. But Rare games are not usually good. It's Rare that they're good.
It's hit or miss.
They used to be good. The Super Nintendo 64 era, they were great. But now they're just... they got bought out by Microsoft, so they've plummeted. And I'm not like that's okay. The only way I can describe it.
As we're okay, I'm gonna bring the audience in right now. Okay, so when we're sitting around podcasting, we're all in a room together, and the rule is don't play on your phone. Okay, do not play on your phone,
Tanner.
Yeah, we.
No.
So here's what I did, right? I clicked on the links that I put in our show notes to keep up with the, you know, the topics that we're going to go over. And I was trying to get on the same page that Tanner was on with the Xbox stuff. And out of habit, I just backed out of the app and I was like, oh crap. So when I went to click in, I clicked into Facebook.
Oh, it's embedded now.
In the top story I see is a Dallas man is arrested for breaking into homes and tickling buttholes. We got the Keister tickler has been yeah.
Jeff has
been,
ah,
he's
Texas.
Been apprehended.
Our story on the radio today.
Apprehended.
A man in Bay City, Michigan, proposes to his girlfriend in Walmart. Buys a $30 ring. Proposes to her in Walmart over the loudspeaker. She says yes. They go to a local mall where they both get arrested for shoplifting adult toys, including pantyhose that says just married. The police find him on a park bench in the mall where he fell asleep tying his shoes.
Oh my gosh.
What?
America!
You know, there's nothing that says you can't have love and meth in the same sentence, okay?
Wow. This man has been breaking into homes and tickling buttholes. So the butthole tickler has been apprehended.
Jeff, we're on
Jeff
to you.
Jeff won't be in work for a couple
our
weeks.
Our keisters are all safe. For now.
All right.
Sorry.
Nah,
all right, I'm turning this.
That's what you think.
Yeah, put the phone away.
Yeah. See, and that right there is prime example why we're not supposed to play on our phones while we're in a podcast. Because the butthole tickler.
Unless we're looking at show notes.
Oh, keister tickler.
Right. Speaking of show notes, continue.
And then next is gigantic.
Is it big?
Anything about that?
Is that
going
to be a big game?
Maybe. Maybe it's a little game. Kind of like how they call big guys tiny.
Little John.
Little John.
Don't let my name fool you. In real life, I'm very big.
You ever heard anything about this game? It's on the list of exclusives coming out.
Yep.
Look, man.
Microsoft just throwing out nouns.
Pretty much.
Gigantic. Fire.
Slippery. They're going to throw in some adjectives.
Oh, well. I'm sure I have heard of it and just forgot about it. But man,
that's
anyways.
Not a good sign. Hey, I got this new exclusive game. That sounds like Scream Ride. You guys are going to be very excited for Scream Ride.
No.
No.
Gigantic is coming exclusively to VR.
Anyways,
you can experience getting your butthole tickled.
The adventures of the butthole tickler.
You can get your
coming to a VR near you.
Wow.
And pre-order today to get a demo for Until Dawn. What's it called?
Blood Butthole.
Hey.
Barrage of Butts.
And Killer Instinct Season 3 is coming.
Okay, that's cool.
I just got the first season for free. So,
isn't it? Don't you have to like unlock the characters in the game as you progress, or do you have to buy them? How does that work?
I don't know. I don't play fighting games, so I wouldn't know.
You don't know. But, don't you have the game?
I just got it. I literally just got it. But I think I got the complete season, so I think I already have all the characters.
Because I remember there being some fuss when they gave the game released about how good the game was, but you had to buy the characters separately.
Yeah.
Maybe you know anything about that game, Squad?
Yeah, you do have to buy a bunch of the characters. I think there's four of them, five of them.
Yeah, for like each season.
Okay.
All right, this goes to show right here how much Xbox knowledge we all really have. Because
well, I mean, it's a fighting game, so I don't like fighting games. So I wouldn't really know anything
really
about
cool,
that.
Though.
Well, Killer Instinct is a great game, and I've played a little bit of it. I want to say the base game was free to play or free to download.
We have season one
yeah,
for free
I haven't,
now.
I just
so
haven't.
You get Killer Instinct Gold with the game.
Yeah, but like you get cool. The free version yeah, only has a couple of characters, and they released them in packs, and you could buy the packs, or you could just play with the base characters that it came with. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Next, it's Cobalt.
Like the car.
Yes. That's the first thing I thought.
Chevy makes games now.
And that's apparently coming out next month, February 2nd.
But you don't know anything about it.
Name sounds familiar, but not off the top of my head. Not right now.
Round of applause for our honorary Xbox guru.
Yes. I did leave a couple out, though. Like, the Gears remaster coming to Windows 10. That's not really Xbox.
Lame.
And Ori and the Blind Forest Definitive Edition.
Well, you got to double down on the successful games.
That was a successful game?
You got an award.
Yeah, I don't know, yeah.
Yeah.
I like how you answered it with a question mark at the end of your statement.
Yeah.
That was a successful game?
Maybe, I don't know, kind of, sort of.
That's it for me. I'm out.
Is that really it?
Yeah.
That sounds exciting. Huh, well. I'm really intrigued to see what Recore is.
You know what I'm intrigued to see?
These nuts.
Negative.
The butthole tickler?
The butthole tickler. He is in Bloodborne, and Hector and I, Basehead Hex versus Resident Daryl, the final showdown in the Trophy War,
are about to be tickled.
We're about to be tickled by the Bloodborne butthole tickler.
Tickled like pink, if you will.
It started. You started way just, ahead of Hector.
Well, the way this works
kind
is at 12:01
cheating.
Midnight last night. No, it's not.
He had to work today. You didn't.
Yeah, but he'll get to play all day tomorrow. I won't. He'll get to play while we're podcasting. I won't. He'll get to play while I'm spend the night with my wife.
Yeah, you're going to lose.
Lame.
No, actually, we sat down and had a meeting of gentlemen. I said, okay, this is how this is going to work. At 12:01 midnight, I'm playing the game. You've got to work. So I'm going to play all I can until you...
Get
nope.
off and destroy
he's going to no life the rest of the weekend. Like, he's already sectioned off his weekend, and he's going to rip me a new one. My only prayer is that he does worse at the game than I will, and gives up, because I've already got a trophy this morning. I popped a trophy before the podcast.
A single trophy.
So if he doesn't get any trophies, I win.
And the award for most trophies goes to Resident Daryl with a whole one trophy.
That's some Tanner joke right there.
That's a tie.
That's some T-Bird joke right there. I'm going to get one, and I'm going to sit and wait and hope nobody else gets it. That's what Tanner did. He keistered those trophies. Mm-hmm. Put all five of them in his butt and played Xbox.
Yes.
And for those of you guys listening who always wonder, why do these guys talk about putting stuff in their butt so much? It's not because we have an infatuation or fetish for butt stuff.
Yes,
well,
y'all do.
Well, you do.
It's just that the safest place to put anything is your butt, because nobody's coming in there after it.
Except Jeff and the butthole tickler.
You can't keep using his name.
Really, leave
stop
that
name dropping.
No, I'm going to have to edit out every time. Every time he says, Jeff. Jeff, government name Jeff.
Government name.
I'm going to bleep it out.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Remember the Loot, the internet's number one gaming podcast involving a bald guy named Daryl who likes Resident Evil.
That is really specific.
Very specific.
Who could
that's
that be?
How
if you have any questions,
that's
comments.
How you become number one.
That's how you become the number fun podcast.
Yes.
Oh.
If you have any questions, comments, concerns, remember you can email the show at rememberTheLoot@provengamer.com. Hit us up on Twitter at rememberTheLoot, LOOT, not LUTE.
Because homie don't play that.
We don't play that.
But the Dallas Butthole Tickler does.
Yes.
He plays it.
That's really distracting. you also hit us up Facebook.com/rememberTheLoot or. Go to Facebook and look up Remember the Loot Podcast to be a part of our group. It's the easiest way to keep in contact with us and check out all the community events and questionnaires and all that jazz.
And that's where the conversation's really going down.
Yes.
There's a lot of people in there having a good time, you know, sharing their funny memes.
I was about to say,
those memes this morning
this week.
Were great. Those memes this morning about the trophy war coming up between the Remember the Loot versus the trophy hose, that was classic.
It was golden.
Those were really good. But there's lots of great memeage going on. There's awesome videos. Lots of good conversation. So be a part of the podcast group, because that is the safest, most efficient way to play with us.
Got a question for you, Daryl.
Right.
I got answers.
What are you playing?
Bloodborne.
That can't be all your
fun. It's always going to be playing this weekend.
It's always playing this weekend.
Actually, this weekend. I'm going to play Bloodborne. This week, I haven't had time to play much. Did a lot of editing. I made an Uncharted video. And for those of you guys listening, I'm not good at videos. Not great at them. That share factor on the PS4 makes life simple for simple people like myself. So, made an Uncharted video of my playthrough of the final boss on Uncharted 2 on Crushing. I've done a little bit of reading, and I've talked with some people who have played this game. And a lot of people say that Uncharted on Crushing is pretty difficult. I would agree. I just platinumed the first two games, and I'm working on my third. And that final boss, I remember on like normal, and when I played on PS3, that dude was aggravating. You die a whole bunch. Everything blows up. Big old holes in the ground pop up, stuff like that. So I just remember getting to that point going, man, on Crushing, this is really going to be difficult. And so I go in there, you know what I'm saying, just ready to just die a whole bunch. And I died one time, and I beat him. And I was like, oh, dude, I was so close to getting the trophy for beating it on normal or higher at the final boss without dying. I was like, man, I really could go back and do this. And I got lucky a few times, and the one time that I did die was actually me being just stupid, just not paying attention to where I was at.
If you do die, do you have to start level over? Can you play the level all over again and fight them?
Yeah, you
can
restart.
Trophy?
No, you can restart it. No, you can just restart. Yeah, just load the whole. Like you could chapter select.
Oh, okay.
So, and I'll go back and I'll do that. You know, that's one of the little extended trophies for the Nathan Drake collection.
Okay.
So I did play. I played a little bit of Uncharted beginning this week. But for the most of the part, I did some editing. I downloaded some free games. You know, we just got Grim Fandango and Hardware War Rivals.
I played Grim Fandango for like 30 seconds and realized what kind of game it was, and I'm excited about playing it, but at the time I was getting ready to stream, so you know, I want to kind of dig in the game before I stream it, because I don't want to.
I played a little bit of Gauntlet.
Just stupid.
This week, like I said, it's been real busy. And what little bit of free time I've had this week has been towards editing, obviously writing the show, getting stuff prepared for, you know, we got a lot of stuff in the pipe for 2016. A lot of cool stuff coming up. So I just did a lot of work towards that stuff and a lot of stuff at home. So hopefully this weekend I'm going to get to, you know, double down on some Bloodborne. I don't share trophies, bro. So it's me and Hector. One of the two of us. We got to get this junk settled so that we can get ramped up for the achievement hunt.
A small feeling it's going to be Hector.
Oh, I'm also picking it up after we do this.
Everybody said Hector was going to beat me all month long in the trophy war. Everybody said Hector.
He took a couple Hector, days
Hector,
off.
Hector.
And that's Hector, the only Hector, way he caught up.
Everybody's like, oh, Basehead Hex, he's got 50 more trophies than you. Oh, Basehead Hex, he's got all the rarest trophies. And what happened?
He still has all the rarest trophies.
And you tied.
And we tied. Had we not excluded the 20 other trophies that I got, I'd have won. So basically what I'm saying is this. Basehead Hex, I'm coming for you. Guns blazing.
We want to hear you guys' input. You know, who do you think is going to win? Resident Daryl, our resident podcaster, or Basehead Hex? Clearly the better of the two.
In more ways than one.
So I'll actually be posting it in the group tonight and get people's feedback. Who are they rooting for? Who are they cheering on?
Well, I'm streaming tonight. I'm streaming myself playing Bloodborne. So if anybody, this show will go live. If not tonight, it'll be live in the morning. So tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday night, more than likely, I will be streaming myself getting that hiney cut on Bloodborne.
It'll get you. T-Bird, what are you playing?
Well, I just finished Bloodborne. I got all the trophies. I got the platinum. I'm done.
Congratulations,
with it.
By the way.
Thanks.
Popped your platinum cherry.
Yes. You went and made it weird.
Is that weird?
That was a rough first night.
Why'd you bring it back up?
He was so excited, man. He came over the other night. He was smiling from ear to ear. I said, one of two things happened, T-Bird. You either got your girlfriend or your platinum Bloodborne.
He said both.
One's more realistic and the other one's fake. But anyways, I can't think of it. I don't think I've really played anything else besides Bloodborne this week so far.
No? You got none on Xbox you played?
No. I didn't really play anything this week.
Does playing Crunchyroll count?
Sure. It's on a video game console, so might as well, right?
Yeah. You play apps.
Yes. I watch videos of people playing video games. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that's all I'll do. Yeah, that's all I got.
Game Squad.
All right, so, well, if apps count...
Anyways, Frosty.
What? No, it says...
Before I was rudely interrupted, I've been watching Frosty stream. Everybody should check that out. It's real fun. He's been streaming Mega Man. He's been streaming Final Fantasy, a bunch of other stuff. So I've been watching that. And then I've been playing Gauntlet, trying to catch up with Hecticles, but I don't think that's going to work. I got so many games. I got a bunch of games from Christmas. So I've been playing Pokemon X on my 3DS. Went back a little bit. Game's amazing. It's so fun. Just Cause. Daryl told me about it. So I picked that up and started playing that. I ended up getting it for $12. I got a great deal, some coupons and stuff.
Have you stuck the little rocket thing to a cow's butt yet? And watch the cow fly off?
No, I got the trophy for...
As soon as you leave, go do that.
Oh, I will. I got the trophy for tethering a guy to a propelled object. That was pretty cool. But it has to be moving, so you have to tether him and then tether the thing that's already moving.
That sounds glorious.
It's pretty amazing, because you see him like stick to the thing, and then it just explodes midair.
I don't care if this game doesn't have a story. Like, I don't care about that. I just want to play it.
It actually has a story, and it's actually a pretty decent story.
Yeah, it's really
I'm saying, like, if but it doesn't have a story,
explosions in that game look so good. I made a video. It's on Twitter, hashtag RememberLoot. If you go to that hashtag, you'll see my little video. And it's about an 8 to 10 second video where I blow up some huge ball, and it spins up in the air, and it does all this cool stuff.
Oh, you're talking about the gas container?
Yeah, like a big, it looks like a water tower.
It starts spinning, yeah.
Yeah, but it's obviously full of explosives and gas. And so I blew up a barrel, it shot this thing in the air, and then I walked away slowly with my back turned to it. And the caption is, cool guys never look at explosions.
They turn their backs and they walk away.
And then the last game I've been playing is Soma. I originally heard about this game from Daryl. And then the next week we actually got done talking about it. It ended up going on sale. So I ended up picking up that. I've been streaming that a little bit. It's that game's amazing. It's like BioShock's weird love baby. Like you're underwater. Like it.
Yes, that's, like it. That is a really good description.
Welcome to the circus of value.
If BioShock and Everybody's Gone the Rapture had a baby, it would be Soma.
Yeah, it is terrifying. Me and my buddy were playing because my buddy ended up staying over, but we had a sleepover, if you will. So we were playing it at like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Get the beep ready, Daryl.
And we got a jump scare, and I yelled so loud that my aunt in the next room woke up, and she's like, dang it, what are you doing?
What is your...
She sound like a man?
Why does your aunt sound like...
She's been smoking since she's 10.
Sound like a pookie. Why are y'all screaming in here? Why is your TV off? Why ain't y'all's pants on?
So you hear that, Frictional Games? Resident Daryl's selling y'all's stuff for you. Holler at your boy. That's all I'm saying.
But yeah, so if you haven't checked it out, you really need to check it out. And then that's pretty much all I've been playing.
Nice.
By the way, I bought Soma, and Everyone's Gone to the Rapture this morning.
Really?
Yep.
You will enjoy those.
Too bad I can't play them.
Why?
I gotta stop playing PlayStation to get ready for the achievement hunt next month.
No, you don't. You need to play your PlayStation.
Why? Do you get 5 points and then go play your PlayStation?
He's gonna get 5 points and stop.
Yes, that's pretty much all.
Dude, that's okay though, because they're in the month of February. He will enjoy Soma and Everybody's Going to Rapture.
Yeah, well, there's always gonna be a loser. So
I see this slow change in you, Anakin. You're starting to.
The Force is in you.
How you doing, little mama?
I have been playing. I played a little bit of Final Fantasy VII again. I'll play it for like 30 minutes and then put it down because I promised myself I was gonna beat that game to completion, and then I ended up getting like 6 other games, and so that didn't happen,
as one usually does.
Yeah, so I played that game a little bit. I've been playing Mega Man Legacy Collection. I think I'll be playing that again Monday. I'm going to go through part 4 and 5. Because you get a trophy every time you beat one, so sounds good to me. I haven't played Gauntlet in a while. That needs to change. Might play some tonight. Rainbow Six Siege. I'm playing that. I actually just got my trophy for unlocking all the operators. And I got another trophy, too.
You only have a couple more days to get the platinum.
Yeah. I mean, hey, that can happen.
Oh, Rainbow Six?
Yes.
Why is that?
Because no one's going to play it.
Because of the ongoing joke Daryl gives you crap about.
Oh.
Which I actually, I read something today. Sky posted, he said, for anyone who's on the fence about Rainbow Six Siege, he was like,
buy it,
rent it, and try it out. He's like, it's one of those things where he said himself and a group of his friends all played the beta and were like, you know, if this is all the game is for the amount of money, no thank you, on the fence, blah, blah. He said he ended up renting it, and after a couple hours, it really set in how good it was. So,
the thing, like, when you play those situations,
like Mike the situation?
Like Mike the situation, and you get to that mission I'm talking about.
This situation?
It makes you so mad because the cinematic is awesome. You go in, you play this mission, I'm like, okay, this is your single player, right here. Like, just give us a couple AI players where we can choose our operator, let us choose our loadout, let us switch between each player, you know, breach the building, clear out the terrorists. Like, this would work. It would be phenomenal, and the game would be so much more desired, but they didn't do that. They were kind of lazy, and they took the route of multiplayer only. But it's still a good game. It's still a really fun game. Shovel Knight. I have been playing Shovel Knight, and I beat it. Took me about 5.5 hours. It's a phenomenal game. I'm really mad I hadn't played it before. It's so good. Definitely a tribute to them old school games like Mega Man and Castlevania and all, because you have, you know, your platforming, and you have your boss fights, and you have different items that you can collect and find and use to, in your battles. You get different armors and stuff. It's a great game. It's a really good game. And when you beat the game, you unlock this mode where you get to use one of the bosses called a Plague Knight. He's like this little alchemy knight who like throws these jars of alchemy and they explode. But you can go through the game using him, and it's like a whole separate thing of trophies you unlock. So I'm replaying the game now on New Game Plus. So it's a lot of fun. That's a good game.
I dig it.
Well, for those of you guys who are listening, we want to let you know that we really appreciate it when you guys tune in, when you download, when you subscribe, when you guys go and write reviews on iTunes. We desperately need more reviews on iTunes. All those things help out more than you'll ever know. And if you guys would go check out the website that publishes our podcast, the guys who back us and support us at Proven Gamer, ProvenGamer.com. We, the Loot Crew, are going to be starting to really pump out a lot of content this year. What, we have more shows lined up for you guys. We've got a lot of YouTube stuff coming up. We're going to be streaming and doing things for Proven Gamer. We're going to be doing reviews, previews, unboxings, the whole nine. So if you guys will...
Unclothings.
Unclothings. Tanner will be on strike the entire time.
Yes.
So he will be protesting. So if you guys would go, just take a minute, check out Proven Gamer. Each week, each day, you know, whatever. I don't know how you guys ingest your content. But if you like to check out video game related content, go to ProvenGamer.com. Read the reviews. Look at the previews. Check out the YouTube. And all of our streams are going to be directed through the website. We've got a handful of sponsors through Proven Gamer. We've got the Amazon sponsor where you go to Proven Gamer first. That's the kicker.
And you click on the little link in the top corner.
Click on the link to Amazon. Then you fill up your cart. Then you check out. And Amazon kicks a couple dollars back to the show.
Doesn't cost you anything.
Doesn't cost you anything. It's completely free for you. It's one extra website to go through. But if you go to Proven Gamer first, fill up your cart. Do your shopping that you're already going to do anyways. Amazon takes care of us, therefore we can take care of you, providing you with more content, providing you with more Keister jokes, because everybody needs more Keister jokes.
No, we don't. We don't need any more.
It's 2016. You know what? We need a new body part to make fun of. No, we don't. Back to the Keister. And another sponsor that we have are some really good friends of ours at Fight Stick Guy. Now, before you go and give the spiel, Frosty, I wanted to point out that Chun-Li Fight Stick.
That thing fine.
That thing is a bomb.
Fight Stick looks good, too.
Yeah. So I actually took a screenshot of the Fight Stick, and I posted it in the Remember the Loot podcast group. So if you're part of the group, you saw it, or you've seen it, or you looked at it, you might have stole it. You might have
seen it.
Printed it out and posted it in your room. The thing is awesome. And that particular Fight Stick, we were given our spiel about Fight Stick Guy. They gave us a Mortal Kombat Fight Stick to use in some streams. Speaking of Mortal Kombat, the Remember the Loot crew, the head honcho in the fighting division.
Okay, good.
Metal Gear Frosty.
I was about to say, don't put this on.
He's gonna whip some trophy hole Heine. Some trophy ho Keister on some Mortal Kombat coming up soon.
Yeah, by the way, I watched the stream of Tricky playing Mortal Kombat. Man, you better play harder than that, son.
He's going to get his butt whooped. But anyways, so some Mortal Kombat is going to go down, and some Street Fighter, and even some Tekken.
Street.
And the Remember the Loot crew is going to kick some Keister. But they hooked us up with a really awesome custom hand-built Fight Stick, and that thing was the bomb. And so we did our spiel. We talk about those guys as we often do. We posted it on the social media, and somebody hit us up, and in return hit them up and bought a custom Chun-Li Fight Stick.
Great.
I ain't saying a word.
That could have been bad.
Anyway, my bad.
Custom Cumney.
custom Keister Fight Stick. That thing was bad. So. Anyways, I just want to throw out there, you guys, thank y'all for checking them out, and definitely continue to do so, because their stuff is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
And with that being said, we go to a segment we like to call News for Noobs. The segment is brought to you by Fight Stick Guy. For custom handcrafted arcade style fight sticks for you fighting game enthusiasts, go to facebook.com/fightstickguy, because you do not bring a pad to a stick fight. All right, first topic. This is the year of Resident Evil. T-Bird, are you excited?
Freak no.
Why aren't you excited about Resident Evil?
The Resident Evil sucks.
Game Squad, are you excited about Resident Evil?
Are you talking about the new one that's coming out?
Resident Evil in general.
Well, so I have the new one that's coming out pre-ordered. I'm actually, my girlfriend's getting any of that for my birthday, because my birthday is next week.
There's another one coming out.
Your girlfriend loves you.
Yeah, she does.
What? Resident Evil Zero.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay,
gotcha. It's technically, if you can do the physical, Origins collection. It's actually 1 and 0.
Oh my god, we're talking about Resident Evil, and I missed it!
Now we're going to something different. Quick, change the subject!
Hey,
quick, change the channel.
Before we go any farther, my son came running in here like couldn't stand himself. Totally trying to hijack the podcast. And I shuffled him out of the room real fast. We get outside the door, and I said, "What's up, son? What's going on?" And he goes, Daddy, I just beat a level of Night Squad on hard on this game, on his X-Bone. And I just want to say, congratulations, son. You did a good job. I'm proud. Resident Evil, 2016, year Resident Evil.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
It's happening.
I don't want it to happen.
Nobody knows who Capcom is because of Resident Evil.
This is true.
I can agree with that.
I am super excited about Resident Evil Zero coming out, mainly because whenever I played it on the GameCube and it wasn't co-op, I was like, this game needs to be co-op. So with it coming out, I haven't read up on it lately, but I'm pretty positive it's going to be co-op. And that's going to be a lot of fun. Because we need a co-op Resident Evil in our lives. We need one that feels like Resident Evil that's co-op. We don't need a game.
Five.
Well, yeah. Five was good. But I'm talking about, like, we don't need a game where you're jumping around and rolling and riding motorcycles through buildings and...
Five?
Part six. We don't need that. We need a, like, fixed camera angles...
Tank controls,
limited items. We need a game to feel like Resident Evil.
Feel frustrating and old.
And that's what Resident Evil Zero is. Is Resident Evil Zero co-op?
Okay, so it was not co-op on GameCube.
You don't sound positive about this.
It was not co-op on GameCube.
Yeah.
It was two players.
Which you could switch.
Which you could switch back and forth on the fly. Because on the GameCube version, you hit that little Z button.
Mm-hmm.
And,
which
is
amazing.
Yes, GameCube controller for the win. So, anyways, you hit that little button, you swap back and forth. And the cool thing was you both only had like six slots of inventory. So you could essentially pick up something really cool and go, well, my keister's full. Hey, Rebecca, will you hold this for me? And then vice versa.
Put this in your butt.
So, you got to put a shotgun somewhere.
I'm over encumbered.
There you go. And so what my hope would be is they added some form of co-op, but I seriously doubt it's going to happen. Fixed camera angles don't really allow for two players to veer very far off the screen. I mean, it's possible.
Well, see, the way they could do it is like online co-op, not couch co-op. Like, say, Daryl, you choose one character, you're playing that as that one person the whole time, and I'm playing as another person.
Well, even if it's split screen, you can still do it, I feel like.
Well, I don't necessarily know if that, because it's a remaster. Now, they have taken a long time remastering this title. So, I don't know. I saw some rumor stuff on there, and I saw some little, I want to say it was like a NeoGAF thread that I read things that people wished for, basically, but I seriously doubt they're going to change the core mechanics of the game. But I've also haven't, really looked too much into it, Like, I'm excited about it. I pre-ordered it the day it was available for pre-order. Every day, I go to my dashboard
every hour on the hour.
I look at the countdown. I say, okay, I've got it digitally pre-ordered, and when it comes out on disc, because I'll buy it physical as well.
When are we going to hear something about Resident Evil 7?
Never.
This year.
Nope.
This year.
Nope. When are we going to hear something about Resident Evil 2 Remake?
Never.
More. We'll hear more this year. I got a feeling it'll be spread out through the year. This is the 20th anniversary of Resident Evil, and from the creators of Resident Evil, from Capcom, all this stuff. I know. Can you believe it?
20 years since that the zombie head turned terrified in my dreams.
Dude, that was crazy. And so, like I said, we're going to find out a lot this year. I read the other day that there's a pop vinyl collection coming out for Resident Evil. This excites me because I have been looking and looking and looking.
So are you going to buy them all?
What figures do you think they're going to have?
I think that it's going to be the Resident Evil 1. It'll be Jill Valentine. It'll be Chris Redfield. There'll be Albert Wesker or Big Burton.
I'll take two Jills, please.
I was thinking it's going to be like, obviously, Chris.
Colossus.
Jill. Nemesis.
Yeah, there'll be a tyrant. It won't be a Nemesis, but there'll be a tyrant.
Wait. Don't they already have a Nemesis one?
No, if they did, it'd be on my shelf.
Colossus, like the X-Men?
I thought I saw one.
I might have been wrong.
I will Google that right now.
Tyrant? How much of a fan I am.
Tyrant? Maybe?
Yeah, there's no clauses in there. I just ignored that statement.
Just
shut up.
I like what you're going.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just guessing. I saw a little bit of stuff on it, but I've tried to do this here lately.
What?
And because for so many years, I've read everything there was to read about Resident Evil. I have hawked everything. And like when I said a few episodes ago that I felt like that Resident Evil 2 was a much more anticipated remake than Final Fantasy 7, that's because my ear has been to the ground for this. I've read so much stuff on it, forum sites, all this stuff. And people have been asking for this specifically since 2002.
It got so bad. There's like a couple fans tried to make it.
Yeah, which is awesome. I've really tried to stay kind of
away from it.
I really want to be excited. I want to be surprised. I want to be excited. I try not to read, and I say try. I'm not very successful at this because obviously I've been reading all this other stuff. I try not to.
First step is admitting you have a problem.
Yeah. I try not to read up on Resident Evil 7 rumors. You know what I'm saying? I try not to look too much into it because I'm excited. When I woke up one morning, I saw that Resident Evil remake video that the. Little YouTube video they said where we make it, we do good job.
Yeah.
I lost my cookies. I was excited. So
and then you were sad. Because you lost your cookies.
I'm all in this year. I told my wife we do this really strict budget plan. This Dave Ramsey budget plan. And we have envelopes for all of the yearly bills. And I said, babe, we got to add a new envelope this year. She goes, well, what's that? I said, a Resident Evil envelope. She's like, ha-ha. I was like, no, I'm serious. I said, there's
real talk.
Real talk, babe. Because when you say real talk, it's serious. I said, real talk, babe. There's going to be new toys coming out this year. There's going to be new games. There's going to be remade versions of games I've already bought. I said, it's about to get real. And all I'm saying is we need to put some money back, because if we don't,
I'm going to buy them.
I'm going to spend it regardless. We might as well plan for it. So, and then I slept on the couch. So.
And I've never slept better.
But it's okay. His couch was comfy. All right.
Yes.
Sony has sold 35.9 million units to consumers. Toast to Sony.
No, I refuse.
You know my monster is almost gone. Toast to you, Shuhei. You don't need to refuse, because apparently you play your PlayStation more than you do your Xbox.
If you count watching apps and stuff, then sure.
Bloodborne.
Oh, yeah.
I've never met anybody who tries so hard. I've never met a salmon who tries so hard to swim upstream.
Swing?
To swing upstream. Hey, you swing, but whatever. You know?
A seaman, what?
Salmon. This ain't a Dreamcast. What are you talking about, Seaman?
Oh.
Shout out to all the OGs that played Seaman on the
Dreamcast. I was just talking about that game yesterday.
Yeah, me too. Me and one of our buddies.
Said it wasn't Seaman.
You have a buddy?
My buddy.
Oculus Rift has a hefty little price tag.
If that.
$600. Plus tax.
Plus tax.
How much did you say?
$685. Shipping and tax.
How much did I say about what?
You don't worry about it. I just said it.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I read this morning when I woke up. There was a rumor going around that the price, thanks to Amazon France, that the rumored sticker price for PlayStation VR is $800. Yeah, exactly. And here's the thing. Oculus Rift comes out first, and they're like $600, and people vomit. Okay? So everyone's like, okay, PlayStation, this is your chance to get in front of this. Now, it's just a rumor, because we don't necessarily, you know, Amazon and PlayStation both said that was an accident, that was a mistake.
It's not real. France is never wrong.
Amazon France.
They're never wrong.
So I don't necessarily believe it was, it was Amazon.
Amazon?
What's the hype like at GameStop surrounding VR stuff? Like, talking to your...
Absolutely none.
We kind of dread it, actually.
Me too.
Trying to explain
a
VR to a parent who doesn't even play video games is one of the most difficult things that you could ever think of. It is so bad. Just trying to explain a person who's new to gaming what VR is a nightmare.
You know how you don't see your son now?
He won't see you. Worse.
He won't see you.
He's always going to have a lump in his shorts. We don't know why.
And then you get to play Office Simulator.
Office Simulator,
hey,
yeah.
I'd play the crap out of that game. I don't care. That and 1,000-foot robot golf.
Is it because we work with metal all day, so it's like, let me go home and file papers?
I don't care what I'd be doing.
Hey, I did this office work. Sucked.
Now play the video game. Now play the video game. Yeah.
Now you just dump coffee all over yourself with no regrets.
Feel the burn in real time.
Yeah. Oh, God. Somewhere out there, there's going to be some idiot that's going to be like,
it's so hot. I don't know why. It's so hot. I love it.
It burns so good. Assassin's Creed skipping a year. Do we care?
No, yes. I actually think it's for the best.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That means they're working hard.
Or hardly working.
You know, either way.
Or they're all just taking a year off.
Watch Dogs 2's coming out this year.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. And, of course, everyone who reported on this said the same thing. But I'm like, is Assassin's Creed taking a year off because they need a break, and we need a break from the fatigue?
Yes.
Maybe. Is Assassin's Creed taking a break because Watch Dogs 2's coming out?
Yes.
Or are they working on Assassin's Creed DLC in Rainbow Six?
No. Not at all.
Maybe they're going to pull apart that team.
They're going to
you shoot crossbows at each other. Wait.
They're going to put their moneymaker aside for a game that's not really making
money.
Where
exactly
for it.
On the body is the moneymaker located?
In between the legs? There you go.
I don't think that's correct.
I think that's incorrect. I was on Futurama. It was like, their little robot or whatever. walking through some kind of clover or a bar or something, and she like gets lost, and then they make back up with it in the episode, and she's like, Where exactly on the body is the moneymaker located?
In other words, somebody told her to take her moneymaker.
Continue the joke.
Yes.
X-Bone exclusive record is delayed. Shocker.
And Scalebound's got pushed back till.
Hey, you know what? Yeah. I am glad that there was an article that was posted about Platinum being over-encumbered. Having too many games in the mix, and they're not a very big studio. So I'm actually glad that came out. They're like, you know, I don't know if it came from them, but I do know it was an opinion piece that came out that said, hey, we've all heard and we've all been worried about this studio like having too much on its plate and doing too many games and juggling too much, and now here we are. This game that we don't really know what it is or what it's about, getting pushed back.
ReCore is an upcoming action-adventure video game designed by Comcept? Wait a minute. Capcomcept?
Oh.
No. Inafune, you sly devil. Armature Studio. The game will be published by Microsoft Studios and released for Xbox One. That's it. Action and adventure.
I thought you were about to call him a slut.
You know what that means, right?
I don't know why.
Inafune, you little slut.
Half-Life 3 confirmed.
You heard it here first.
Here, let me debunk that. It's not going to come out ever.
Oh, speaking of Half-Life 3, we actually we watched an Honest Game trailer of it, and it was like featuring Darth Maul.
Hell yeah.
It was absolutely hilarious.
Anyways, take that out, please.
I don't get it.
Nobody laugh games.
I knew what you're talking about.
Did you laugh? Place.
Hellblade still on track to come out this year.
Thank you.
After being very, very quietly pushed back
years,
because remember they was in like a real 2 years ago E3.
Yeah,
2 years ago E3. All of the games coming out, blah blah blah, and Hellblade, and I like squealed. You guys all heard me. Yeah, inked. according to our friends over at GameSpot, that's still on track to release at the same time as the PC version. So the PlayStation and PC versions are supposed to come out this year. Let's make that happen.
It's just in. It got pushed back to 2017.
I mean, you know, if it gets pushed back, whatever. There's so many games anymore, and my old broke backlog is so freaking backlogged.
And broke.
I'm broke because of my backlog. That's why it's called my broke backlog. What'd you guys think I was talking about?
I'm sure that's what it's called.
I like it.
Please continue the joke.
Plants vs. Zombies 2 has an open beta next week.
Which I will be playing with my son, and we will make videos. He loves PBZ.
I like DBZ.
I like the BBC.
I see what you did there. Whoa.
Come on, off of Austin Powers, yeah, BBC1, BBC2.
No. No.
You can't recover from that.
I like the BBC.
I really made it worse. You know, the one and two.
We are not amused.
And then he just made something up to try to cover it up.
No, it's a song, man. Come on, get your minds out of the gutter. Jeez. Mm-mm. You guys are all the time. What is innuendo?
Did any of you guys play Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare?
Yeah, I got it from
Garden. Yeah.
Other than.
No.
Whatever. Yeah, I played
it was
bit.
The free game of one of the months.
No, it was the free game that we got from PlayStation Experience the first year.
How did I miss that?
I think you didn't have PS Plus at the time.
Might have been it.
Because I was like, dude, you didn't get that. And you're like, I don't have PS Plus, and I don't really care for that game. Because it was that, Mirror's Edge, and Need for Speed.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cool.
It was that game for PS4, Mirror's Edge for PS3.
Totally missed that.
And Need for Speed for the Vita.
Vita.
Vita's still alive, still kicking.
Barely.
Taco Master, have you played it recently?
No, I haven't played my Vita. It's sitting here beside me. What do you mean let y'all down? Everybody made fun of me for playing that game.
I didn't. I secretly envied you.
Oh, well, no.
Don't lie.
Publicly humiliated you.
Secretly envied. That's how it works. That's what you do.
Secretly in you?
Right, dude, you suck. God, I love you.
The force is strong inside you.
Ew, it just sounds dirty when you say it.
Super Mega Rapid Fire. Goodness.
All right, so this segment is brought to you by RPD. So, like, a few weeks ago, I said, hey, we're done with our album. We're not done with our album. We ended up writing another song, and...
Just put the dang thing out.
Okay, this thing is, like, literally, it's literally 4 years in the making, and it's two guys.
Three songs.
It's too much hype.
It's two guys with two friends. We'll call it like that. It's two guys that write all the musics, and there's two friends who are associated with the project that never write in the musics with us.
Oh. Ouch. Anyways.
So anyways. But anyway, so we put the album together. We're like, okay, this is it. And then we were listening back to the tracks, and we're going to do like a big master for the whole thing, a big master mix. Put them all together, and it was like, well, we can do this. Well, we can do that. Well, we can do this. And then I got during the middle of the Trophy War, I was like writing new songs, and it's like, hey, we can use these for the next one, and I want to use these for some YouTube videos. And before you know it, we're like, you know what? Let's do this. So. Anyways, we're never going to put the album out, but it's still coming.
We are never, ever,
ever
putting that goddamn album out.
Yeah, this is going to happen. So RPD, Resurrection Pending Death, Facebook, Twitter, SoundCloud. It's usually under Official RPD Band, Official RPD Music. Check it out. I'll put all the links and everything. So we got some songage we're going to drop on this podcast. Next week's going to be some Basshead Hex. We got some DJ Hecticals coming. So people have been really getting involved and really wanting to help sponsor the show. They've been wanting to put their music on there. Special shout out to them Country Boys, the guys who hooked us up last week, you know, got on here. Anyway, Super Mega Rapid Fire. We got a lot of rad topics. And so we took to the Facebook, to the group where all the conversation, all the action's at, and we threw some questions out there. You know, we wanted to know, or throughout this, you guys could ask us some questions. So we threw some stuff out there. So, Frosty, if you want to kind of dive into those, man, those are some good stuff this week.
Yeah. Josh on our Facebook group, go to Facebook and type in Remember the Loot Podcast, be part of that group. He asked us, what are your favorite video game quotes? Daryl.
Barry. Where's? Barry. Resident Evil 1, baby. Resident Evil 1 has some of the best. I mean, like, the best quotes.
So cheesy and so amazing.
The voice acting was so bad. Like, if you think about voice acting today, it's so good. Like, voice acting is, like, the people who are doing, who are casted for these characters now, like Nolan North, Troy Baker, freaking Laura Bailey.
Only three people.
That's bad. House of the Dead 2.
Don't like, come! Don't come!
G did.
Go away.
Well, here's the thing. You hear about those names so much now, because they're doing so many games and they do such a good job. Like, all their characters are usually spot on.
Oh, yeah.
Like, name a game that has a character with great voice acting that you don't know their name. Like, think of a game that has, like, really great voice acting. Okay?
Like, Last of Us?
Okay. And then, but see, we know their names. Because they did that good.
Troy Baker.
Blasto? Game Squad, favorite video game quotes.
Ooh, I'd probably have to go back to, like, old school Diablo. I'm over encumbered. I cannot run anymore.
I like it.
You're wearing that one out.
Hey, it worked.
It worked.
That's the one he likes today.
Diablo.
My name is Deckard Cain.
Deckard Cain.
I'm the original pimp of the apocalypse.
Rest in peace. T-Bird.
Right. I'll buy it at a high price.
See more Resident Evil. That was good. Resident Evil 4.
Only one that sticks with me is that. And what are you buying?
I tell you,
what are you selling?
I got one for you. I got a couple for you.
Go for it.
Go. Every Street Fighter sound.
Nope.
Oh, get. Let's get beat up.
Tiger.
Wise from your grave.
Yes. Ultra Blue Beast. Yes. Oh, my gosh. That was a good one.
Laugh and grow fat. Metal Gear Solid 2.
I'm here to kick it and chew bubblegum. And I'm all out of gum.
No.
Duke Nukem. Duke Nukem.
What kind of sick mother ever picks up a turd?
Yes.
What is a man? A miserable little pile of secrets. Castlevania. Symphony of the Night.
Nope.
I didn't know that one.
Y'all, I hate y'all.
I tell you who is who. Now, this is going to sound a little biased, so I'm
going. Oh, God. Let me guess. Resident Evil, something, blah, blah. Chris Redfield.
Blah, yeah. Blah.
Roger Craig.
Let him finish.
Roger Craig Smith. Okay.
Yes.
The guy who's the voice actor for Dying Light. Captain America.
America. America needs your help.
Yes.
How did I know?
Yeah, he's a great voice actor.
I'm just messing.
And like, here's the thing: like, obviously it's Chris Redfield. But dude, like, when I turned on Dying Light, I was super stoked about this game.
Oh yeah.
But when I heard his voice, I was like, "Oh my freaking god, it's freaking Chris Redfield in Dying Light, more zombies, sucker!" That's exactly what I did.
Take the drone. Let's kick shell.
Ah, yeah, my toe, my toe. Anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to derail the video game one-liners for voice actors, but
blood. Would you kindly?
Yeah, blood. I hope this isn't Chris's blood.
Oh, God.
That was a good one. I have this. Barry.
What you is gave this? Me Jill Sandwich.
Yes. Oh, dude, you know what I love? So the
sorry about that.
Yeah, dude, that was such a good one. Hold your fire. I'm a human. We sat back one day, me and him, and we were like just
Leon.
quoting Resident Evil forever.
Oh, my God, no. Not the Leon thing.
Oh, gosh. But, yeah, I love how Resident Evil 1 has the Jill Sandwich, and then Resident Evil Revelations 2, with the first time you ever get to be Barry in the game. You get the and Maura, his daughter, he makes Claire says, "Wow, I was almost a Claire sandwich," and his Barry's daughter Maura is like, "Oh God, Barry told you that joke too." There's just little Easter eggs and little bits of humor in there for us.
I dig it.
Resident Evil 2, check it out. Resident Evil Revelations 2, check it out.
Hey Daryl, I had a challenge for you. You got a quote.
Go a whole podcast without saying anything about Resident Evil.
You just played Uncharted.
Nay, no. El got Dern Dorado.
That works.
Yeah. Here's one. there's a part where you lift Chloe, one of the ladies in Uncharted, up a ladder. And, you know, Nate's always looking at their butts. And he goes, "It's a shame you got to sit on that. That's something so beautiful." He was talking about her butt. He's like, "It's a shame you got to sit on something so beautiful."
That's my line.
And then there's a part where he raises Sully up a ladder. He's like, "Hey, Sully, you got a nice butt." Like, "Nate, no. Not the keister. Not the keister, no."
Well, that got weird.
Die, monster. You don't belong in this world. Is that House of the Dead?
No.
What is that?
It's actually slightly better.
Like G did.
Suffering like G did.
Yeah. God, that was some of the worst voice acting ever.
Oh, God, where else I lost?
AJ Styles finally signs with the WWE.
Never to be seen again.
And I know this
is his career immediately ruined.
This isn't. I actually read that the WWE bought the Bullet Club name, so we might get the entire Bullet Club. Broski.
They did buy everybody.
They bought everybody, and they didn't get the Young Bucks though.
Yeah, because they wanted too much money, and Triple H didn't think they were worth it.
They have no definition at all, but they are some phenomenal wrestlers. You know who else is phenomenal? The phenomenal AJ Styles.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Kevin Owens.
Dude.
He fits right in with the Young Bucks.
Kevin Owens versus AJ Styles, WrestleMania. Let's do this.
No, because he might kill Kevin.
Dude, AJ Styles, I'm telling you right now, AJ Styles, champion, WWE champ.
Move as long as he doesn't Roman drop Reigns. Anybody on their heads.
Let's do it. Let's break some necks. Let's get to the top. What? No necks ain't going to break themselves.
It wasn't his fault, but one of his matches, this kid had his head down too much.
Lionheart.
Yeah.
Moron.
Ate the mat and like.
Oh, I think neck. I know what you're talking about. That was nasty.
He did the Styles Clash and broke a fool's neck.
Yeah. I remember that. That needs to happen again.
Title?
That needs to happen.
Wasn't that the match you won the title in or whatever?
Makes it interesting.
Yeah.
Just making sure he can't get a rematch.
Before we go any farther in super mega rapid fire, I do want to put a shameless plug.
Oh, God.
For Resident Evil! No, I'm just kidding. Actually, we have the achievement hunt next month. I will be playing Resident Evil and getting achievements in Resident Evil. I will win.
No, you won't.
I intend to be successful.
Tanner's going to beat you with his 5 achievement points.
Never happened.
I think
I am going to beat you.
There are other games allowed to play. Is there not?
Yes, yes, right, right.
Yes, that's right, right.
And it's Xbox One and 360, correct?
Yes, there is no holds barred, Xbox 360, Xbox One. So you don't even have to have an X-Bone to compete and to win. There's way more games on 360 than there are Xbox.
So this competition is also for the poor people that can't afford the Xbox One.
Right. Now, if there's any listeners out there, anybody who wants to donate an Xbox 360 to someone who wants to participate in the achievement hunt, feel free.
I said that because I'm one of those poor people who don't have an Xbox One.
So if there's anybody out there, anybody at all, that's got a 360 they're not using and wouldn't mind letting someone participate in the community hunt, you should do that.
To the hunt.
Do that.
Onward.
So we got an interesting little question on our Facebook group. I went on there and asked everyone to shoot us random topics.
To shoot us? No!
Jesus. It don't have to be about video games necessarily.
But this one is. What is this podcast about?
Well,
this was a conversational podcast about movies, television, music, video games.
And Resident
Evil. The only thing we ever talk about is video games.
Pretty much. Kevin Ryan Fouts? I hope I'm saying that right. Apologize if I'm not. He goes on our Facebook group and he says, I think it would be interesting to know where each of you guys would like to see your careers, quote-unquote, for lack of a better word, or futures in the gaming industry go, or even where you see yourselves in the next few years. That's a very interesting question.
That's a very good question.
I got it.
You got it?
Yeah.
Go with it.
All right. I'm becoming a motivational speaker today. Yes. Funny, right? No, let me finish.
Can I finish?
Okay, y'all like it. Y'all like this.
Is this serious or are you being sarcastic?
Let me finish.
Okay.
Is Tanner ever serious?
Eat food.
God. So, yeah. I'm going to become a motivational speaker. And obviously, I'm going to do the whole speaking thing. Can't really do it right now. Words.
See that.
So what you're saying is you need a motivational speech so you can become a motivational speaker.
Shut up. No. No, I'm... God dang it, you messed me up, Daryl. You stupid... I was going to make a Chris Farley joke. I'm going to live in a van down by the river.
Well, you said that, and you were so serious, so I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, no. I was trying to, and then you freaking busted out laughing. Made me lose my train of thought.
Funny! Funny!
All seriousness, though, I would like for us to see this become something more. I would like for us to...
Live in a van down by the
live
river?
Live in a van down by the river. Yes, that's a must. But I would like to see ProvenGamer.com grow with us as part of it. I would like to see us be able to get our name out there more, Twitch streaming, and develop some sort of audience, maybe do live shows eventually in the future. Grow
Ain't nobody want to see these ugly mugs.
Well, I mean, I got a good-looking mug. Everything else is just...
Sure.
I think if you have to say you have a good-looking mug...
You
to
don't
other
have
people,
any.
You don't have a good looking mug.
Well, it works for some people.
That's the reason why we don't video podcast.
Exactly.
I would like for too hard. You know, I would like for us to grow some sort of start small and grow some sort of local gaming community that we can say, hey, we're going to throw a fighting game tournament on this day, and you know, and people can come be part of it, and we can help you know promote the show and all. Most of all, we want you guys to enjoy the show. We want you guys to laugh, and we want your feedback. You know. Send us a review on iTunes, or you know, we want to hear what you have to say on our Facebook group. You know, whenever we post a stupid meme about a trophy war or something, we want you guys to go on there and give us your thoughts. You know, laugh with us, grow with us, and let's have a good time with this. You know, we would eventually, yeah, we would like for it to be bigger than what it is now, but you have to crawl before you walk, and it's gonna be a heck of a ride. But so far, it's been a lot of fun. And you know, we've been able to get in contact with some really cool people. So I'd like for that to continue. And we appreciate all your support. and all your love and all that lame stuff.
you were this had this like heartfelt thing, and then you're like all this lame stuff.
But not seriously. Thank you all for listening.
All right, T-Bird, like legit, what do you want from this? I won't hijack any of your jokes.
I want to live in a van down by the river. That's all I got.
You're so clever.
And he wants to get divorced.
Sure, why not? Oh, man. I don't know. Frosty pretty much like nailed it. There's really not much else to say.
They call me the Nailer.
That's lame.
All right, Game Squad, you're already in the game's retail. You're already in the game's marketplace. You are helping provide a service that is, you know, very important these days. You are making sure that young men and young women buy PlayStation 4s.
And get mad at us when we don't sell them GTA when they're 5 years old.
Good.
Nailed good. It.
They don't need that game.
We feed on your tears.
Hey, guys. That little 13-year-old was going to buy a GTA 5. And I told his mom it's got boobies in it. She said no.
Okay, so this is a story about GTA. So there was this mom and her like 4-year-old son looking through the PlayStation 4 games. And she's like, oh, well, so what's this game about? And it's GTA 5. I was like, well, I don't know if you want to play that. You know what I mean? It's got a lot of sexual content. There's a torture sequence in there. There's many things that you're not supposed to see as a child. And she looks and turns to her son and looks and he says, it has boobies in it. Don't you want it?
Wow.
Mother of the year right there. I just clapped.
Wow. Like slow clap.
Yeah. I was like, oh, my faith in humanity is just done.
Wow. What you got, Daryl? When do you want to see this guy?
You know, when we started this whole thing, it was supposed to be for fun. You know, we all sit around and entertain each other and tell a bunch of really dumb jokes, really bad jokes. Not me, you guys, of course. But
no.
Yeah, because the Keister jokes are always humorous.
They're always on point, you know what I'm saying? So, anyways, we all sat around and just was like, hey, we should just have mics in front of us to entertain ourselves. And so here we are, you know what I'm saying, a few weeks later, and now we've got, you know, a little fan base. It's growing. I was very surprised to hear the numbers that we're getting as far as clicks, downloads, and all the stalker mail. And so I'm really excited to see all the people that are, you know what I'm saying, responding and writing in. And it's and when it shows late how much it makes them angry. I really love that.
It affects a certain person's Saturday.
Yeah.
When we don't come out Saturdays.
We don't have that show out by Saturday morning. Somebody's whole day's thrown off. And so I like the fact that we are entertaining people. And that's all I've ever really wanted. You know, it's like I've always told really dumb jokes, really bad jokes.
I tried to, but I've no one ruined it for me.
I've always enjoyed being in front of people and doing stuff, and you know, I played music for several years, and I was really bad at it, and people seemed to think that was entertaining. And so, what I would like to see come out of this is, to expand on what Frosty said, is I would like to find my place with reviews and previews and unboxings and entertaining people. Like, the podcast is great, and I enjoy sitting around with you guys and saying a bunch of dumb stuff and making Keister jokes, but, like, I really, really want to do things that I've never done before.
So you want to make Keister jokes with big guys? Like, bigger than us?
Oh, no. Actually, I don't really care. No, what I'm getting at is there's things that I haven't done. And when I played music, what I would do is I would set goals. You know, I would set a goal saying, hey, when we started our band, I said, I want to play a show. Yeah, just me and a bunch of buddies hanging out, jamming and, you know, all that stuff. So I said, I want to play a show. 350 some odd whatever shows later, you know, I was like, man, this was a lot of fun. I didn't want it to be over, you know, but like that ship had sailed and it was whatever. So, but as we were going and as we were playing, I would say, okay, I want to play in front of X amount of people, or I want to open for this band, or I want to do X, Y, and Z, and we would set out and we would try to do that stuff. So here we are. We're working our way into games media. We're associated with a really good, really cool website called Proven Gamer, provengamer.com. We have a really cool guy that we get to work with, Tricky Mick, even though he really sucks at fighting games. And we're going to whoop that hiney.
And I will exploit that to the world.
So he's got a bunch of, like, chumpable platinums too.
Yeah, you know what? He's got a he just surrounds himself with chumps. So, yeah. But he's a pretty cool guy regardless.
Well, see, you know what I mean? Like that's how really like mediocre girls look good. You just hang around a bunch of ugly girls.
Yeah,
it's the same thing.
He's really good at PlayStation because he hangs around with a bunch of really bad PlayStation
and
players.
People that really hate video games in general.
Oh my gosh, you got that junk nailed, dude. You know, you even listen to that show. Either way, we get to work with cool people. So my goals would be, I want to do more. I want to make content that I've never made before. Like I said, I made an Uncharted video. I'm not good at making videos. I've never done it before. So now I'm trying. And it's one of those things to where I'll set small goals, and once I accomplish them, I'll set new ones. So for 2016, I want to make more videos. I want to get better at making videos. I want to make Let's Plays. I want to make I want to do reviews. I'm not a good writer, but I'm going to start writing articles. I'm going to start trying my hand at this thing. And then once I get it to where I might not necessarily be good at it, but I get it down and I've got a format and things are rolling, then I'll say, okay, what's the next thing? I don't necessarily want to be great at anything, but I want to be good at a lot of things. The jack of all trades, you know, I've never been great at anything. I'll pick something up and I'll tinker with it till I figure it out. And then I'm like, okay, cool. I got this. I know this. And let's move on to the next thing. And that's right. That's how this podcast started. Was we all had that same mentality. We all wanted to do the same thing. So for 2016, my goals are to get into making videos, to get into making more content, writing reviews, learning the art behind that, if there is an art. You know, like I've read different people's opinions on it, but like I want to get to a point where people value my opinion, and I can be objective enough to where I can play an X-Bone game and people say, hey, you know, I value Daryl's opinion and I'm going to check this out because of it, or I'll stay away from it because of it. I want to get to a point where I can do that kind of stuff. I want this podcast to grow to where we have sponsors like Loot Crate, and we have sponsors like Dollar Shave Club, and just things that I'm interested in. You know,
Squarespace. Tricky's favorite.
Yeah, but the thing is this. I want to get to a point where we get our hand in all these little pots and we get to, you know, experience all these little things and do something cool. And then you know, 2017, if we haven't got that far, I'll say, all right, we're going to, you know, or if we have got that far, let's move on to the next thing. So I want to do this right here for a living for the rest of my life. I enjoy it, and it's entertaining, and it's great. And I'll probably do this for years. Like, this is fun, and I enjoy it. But right now I want to do some of the smaller things. And these things that I want to do might be, you know, dumb to everybody else. They might be like, oh, that's really simple. Those are really not – I don't really know how easy or hard it's going to be to attain doing these things. But I'm going to try. Right. After this weekend – I'm going to start writing reviews, you know, and I'm going to start posting them with a Proven Gamer, and you guys would hopefully go check that stuff out.
Yeah, definitely.
And if it's good, let me know it's good. If it sucks, let me know it sucks. You know, like there's a couple things about me. I have, it's really near impossible to hurt my feelings. So if something I do sucks, you can tell me.
It's because you don't have any.
There you go. And I have a very, very diverse palette. So like when it comes to music, I like all kinds of music. I like everything on the spectrum, you know, to a certain extent. When it comes to games, I play a lot of different games. I don't – there's the things that I like the most, Resident Evil, and then there's everything else that I'll play, and I will find some enjoyment in about everything. There's stuff that I say sucks. Some of it's for shock value. Some of it legitimately does suck. But, I mean, for the most part, I dabble. I've been known to dabble, and so I want to continue to dabble for 2016.
And that brings us to this week's question of the week. What do you want from us moving forward? More episodes, more videos, community events, certain games to be streamed? Let us know. I went to Twitter and our Facebook group and asked for your reactions. Christopher Jones says, I'd like to see a first-person shooter competitive or FPS competitive gameplay. So I guess he wants to see us play each other in Call of Duty.
I'm down with that.
Or Rainbow Six Siege, just saying.
Let's
not.
How about this? Let's wait for all the dust to settle, for everyone to stop playing the game, and then the Loot Crew will all get together and say, there's nobody left but us.
We are
let's
the remnant.
Finish this.
We are the remnant. Josh went on our Facebook and said, more retro attention.
Nah, we don't need that.
I agree with that.
No. You're our resident retrophiliac.
Yeah, I can do that. Maybe a separate podcast where I just talk about retro games.
No.
I will be, eventually, once I get my game capture card set up and all, I will be streaming retro games. I have a Super Nintendo with like 50 games that I'm dying to share with the world.
And I've got a ton.
You've got a PlayStation 1. You've got Dreamcast.
I have two PS1s, two PS2s. I have the Dreamcast. I have the GameCube. I have three PS3s.
I will have a day set up for retro gaming.
Though. Yeah. I mean, and that's the thing. Like I said earlier in the podcast, we got a lot of stuff in the pipeline right now. We got a lot of stuff coming y'all's way. So some of these things that you guys might have hit us up about, we're already working on.
Nathaniel Kelly.
Use your words, man.
Nathaniel Kelly on our Facebook group says, more episodes and longer ones. Joe Rogan's are at least 3 hours. LOL, you can do it. I don't know, man. 3 hours is a long podcast.
Yeah, we're not the Giant Bombcast or Joe Rogan. we can't pull off 3 hour shows.
Yeah. Here's a funny little question. Going from serious to really off the wall. Derek on our Facebook group asked us, what exactly would you do for a Klondike bar? T-Bird.
Run you over with a car.
Run me over?
Yes, run you over with a car.
You'd run me over for a Klondike bar?
Yes.
That's heartless.
I'm ashamed of the things I've done for a Klondike
bar. God, dog, I respect you. Game Squad, what would you do?
I said I'm ashamed of the things I've done for a Klondike bar.
You have actually done stuff for a Klondike bar?
Involves a Richard.
Is it explicit?
No.
It involves a Richard, like I said.
Can you share one? Can you share a story?
No.
No, it was a joke.
Tell us what would you do for a Klondike bar?
What would you do for a Klondike bar?
Tell us.
I'd probably punch Daryl in the face.
Tell us how you feel.
And if
it's crunchy, two punches.
If it was the Reese's crunchy Klondike bar, I would take those punches.
Yeah, like
if it was that,
and I would not retaliate. Hey,
if it was one of those, I'd kill everyone.
You know what? I'm on this low carb, no Klondike diet, and it's getting a little tough these days. I might need to leave the podcast early today, guys.
It's been 3 weeks since I killed a man.
I would ride a unicycle, butt naked, with no seat, while juggling bowling balls, while fighting a grizzly bear.
That's extensive.
With chopsticks.
Playing Hannah Montana for the platinum.
While playing Taco Master.
Ooh, that's a Dutch game. You need more hands.
I don't need my hands.
Those are going to be some gross tacos.
I didn't ask for mayonnaise. Wait, you'll put mayonnaise on a taco?
Get us out of here, Chewy.
Well, look at my dog. He just like fell over dead on the floor.
Get us out of here,
Chewy. No, it's so disgusting. Get it off me.
It's so gross. Give me more. Dirty man.
So I want to double down on something real fast. You know, like, really, guys, like, email us. Remember the loot at provengamer.com, Facebook, Twitter. Let us know what you want, because here's the thing. We're here to entertain you. We're here to serve you. If what we're doing isn't working, you know what I'm saying, let us know. Like, I want to give a shout out to Joshua Goldsberry.
What is your dog doing?
He's covering his eyes and his ears. You guys disgusted him with that last time. He's like, no, unicycle with mayonnaise and tacos and naked. No. Anyways, I want to give a shout-out to a community member, Joshua Goldsberry. He writes in all the time, and he gives us a lot of feedback, you know, and, like, we appreciate that kind of stuff. Basshead Hex, you know, DJ Hecticals, he writes in, and he talks to us, and he says, hey, you know, guys, I had this question. And then there's times where we talk about a certain game, and he follows up with it. And, you know, like, using our friend GameStop over here, or GameSquat, excuse me, government names. Using Game Squad as example, you know, like he mentioned two different games that he picked up or checked out this, you know what I'm saying, this on this podcast that we've talked about. So we listen to you guys. Let us know what you want. Remember the loot at provengamer.com. So with that being said, let's close out the show, ladies and germs. I am Resident Daryl on the Twitter, on the Xbox, on the PS4. Inside the group, I go by my government name. If you guys want to find me, holler at your boy. That's cool. Check out Remember the Loot. L-O-O-T, not L-U-T-E.
Want me to play that?
That's right.
That's right. ProvenGamer.com. That's where we're going to be hanging out a lot. You know what I'm saying? Proven Gamer takes care of us. So help them, help us, help you.
Help me, help you.
That's right. So check out all the content that's going to be going up. This is going to be a busy year for us. We're going to have a lot of fun, do a lot of cool stuff. I will not be here next week. The show will go on, but Resident Daryl will not be here next week. So grab on to your butts. That's all I got. All
right.
You can find me on the Twitter or Twatter at Metal Gear Frosty. You can find me on Twitch at MGS_Daniel25. I just streamed some Shovel Knight, so if any of you are interested in any like in new age indie platforming games, I know the game's kind of older by now, but the game is awesome. Go check it out. I do believe my entire stream consists of the entire game. I think I did beat the game within the limit I had to stream. So
very nice.
So yeah, I mean it's a great game. There's not a whole lot to it. It's just straight up platform and go from this level, beat this boss, go to this level. There's a lot of secrets in the game. It's really cool. So go check that out. Also, you can hit me up on the PSN, MGS_Daniel25, same as my Twitch name. One more thing about Twitch. I will be streaming for Proven Gamer. So go to Twitch, type in Proven Gamer, one word. Follow that page. I will be streaming Mondays and Wednesdays from 11 to 2. And also, I'll be streaming on my personal page Tuesdays and Thursdays from 11 to 2.
You can also go to ProvenGamer.com and watch the streams from the website.
Yes. So, yeah, go check live. That out. If you can't watch it live, it will be archived. You can go back and check it out. T-Bird, where can they find you?
Oh, my goodness. They can find me on...
Oh, my God.
You can find me on Twitter at T_Bird803.
Bird Dog.
Yes. And PSN and Xbox at T-Bird803.
And what you got going on these days, T-Bird803?
Anime. Watching anime. I'm just kidding.
Can people watch you watch anime?
No.
They could.
It'd be weird.
If he set it up through an OBS and Elgato, they could.
This is true, but nobody wants to see all that.
Hey. Come watch Gundam Wing with me.
Okay. I think I'm going to start streaming soon. I got to order a camera first, and then I'll be ready to go. So that's all I got for right now.
What you got going on, Game Squat?
Okay, so you can catch me on JM803. That's my PSN name. And then my Twitch name is going to be Grognak 803, GROGNAK.
Wait, OG?
OG.
I thought it was GROGNADS. Grognads.
Negative. Now, I recently just made a Twitter for all these newfangled kids and everything. So you can also catch me there on Grognak803 or at Grognak803. And, I've been streaming Soma a good bit. This is my first playthrough, so it's kind of, we get to experience it together and get to ride this thrill ride, you know.
I need to check that out. Have you set it up to archive your,
I believe so. I haven't checked it on the actual website.
They do disappear after a while, for the record.
Yeah.
So, it's kinda like Hulu. I'll check it out tonight and see if they're archived. It's a terrifying game. I can't lie.
Either way, man, let me know whenever you're streaming. Like, send me a text or something.
I definitely will. And then everybody just, you know what I mean, send me a message.
Or
a friend request.
Like all the listeners could subscribe to him and get notifications whenever he goes live.
Yeah.
That is very true.
Oh, my God.
Bird Dog.
I've actually done that with the walking idea, but I haven't done that with anybody else.
I see how it is.
Yeah, I don't like that. No me gusta.
It's a bit stalkerish.
See how it is.
But it's my life. Don't judge me.
As for the rest of the Remember the Loot crew and community, we have the Achievement Hunt going on next month. So if you guys want in, if you have an Xbox 360 or an Xbox One, you like getting achievements and you want to participate in this contest, very similar to the Trophy War, there will be a first, second, and third place. And this will all be based on the amount of achievement points that you can accumulate from February 1st to March 1st. So email us at rememberthelootcast at provengamer.com. We will get you squared away. I'll send you the list of rules, and I'll get your gamer tag, and I'll get all your information, social security number, debit card numbers, all that stuff, blah, blah, blah. And we will get this thing going. The only thing that we ask of you, the contest is free. The prize will be, if you win, I will send it to you out of my own pocket. The only thing that we ask is that you like, subscribe, and follow all of our socials.
And write a review on iTunes.
And write a review on iTunes. That'll help more than you'll ever know.
I'm glad I said that. I just reminded myself. Yeah, our buddy Seth Tucker on our Facebook group asked us, are you on iTunes yet? We are on iTunes. We've been on iTunes. Some people might have trouble finding it. When you go to iTunes, I think you actually have to type in, what, Proven Gamer?
You can type in Remember the Loot. But here's
does it pull up?
Yeah, here's where the reviews come in. The more people that review it, the easier it is to find us on there because we start moving our way up the ranks of the podcast. And eventually, we'll be considered related to other podcasts and we'll be on the news and noteworthy page. So if you go to iTunes, type in Remember the Loot. You can write us a review there, or you can go to provengamer.com, and every episode that we do, everything we do is posted on provengamer.com. You can check it out all from there. You can find it, you can click your way through whatever podcast service you need. provengamer.com.
Also, I'd like to say one more thing. The
trophy
whores and loot crew war that's coming up
in March.
Yep.
March 1st to April 1st.
I'd like to say I'm number 3 on that one. You know, for the team, loot crew.
Oh, you're calling third place?
Yeah. Well, no, I'm calling third position, you know what I mean? You got Resident Daryl.
We're going to do a roster Frosty, reveal.
And then you got Game Squad.
We're going to do a roster reveal all through the month of February. We're going to reveal the teams of of the Trophy War.
Oh, that's epic. Have like jerseys, have like the NFL.
Kind of screen.
A new challenger has appeared.
And be on the lookout for a lot of this YouTube video edge that is coming your way. Slowly but surely, we put all the pieces together to kind of build everything up for you guys, and we will be dropping some content soon. Some of the stuff I can talk about, some of it I can't. Some of it
we'll have to kill you.
Exactly.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, that's Proven Lame. Gamer is sponsored by Amazon. I can't do it like Donnie can. So go to provengamer.com, click on the Amazon link. It doesn't cost you a thing, and you can just continue with your online shopping, but it does help out the website tremendously. So please do so. We'd greatly appreciate that.
And with that being said, we're going to close the show with a song called The Jezebel Complex, written by a groovy little band. I love that. He makes that same face every time I say that. RPD, Resurrection Pending Death. The album will release 2016. If The Last Guardian comes out, we will drop the album.
It's pushed back again.
It's contingent on.
So it's never happened.
It's been in development about as long.
Close to it.
We've got enough songs to release almost two albums now.
Two.
So yeah, that's us signing off. Always remember the loop. I'm a soul trying to stay